I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. When will the tension and threats coming from North Korea come to a head? Well, we're starting our broadcast today with a story that reminds the church what we should be doing in the face of the unknown. And if you don't believe in modern-day miracles, you should probably keep on listening. A story of God's intervention is coming up. But first, North Korea poked the bear. They fired a ballistic missile over northern Japan on Tuesday. An emergency meeting's been called for the United Nations member states, and new sanctions have been slapped on, and everyone's wondering, what's next? Robert Adair is part of an Asian Access missionary team serving in Japan. He, along with many of his co-workers and their families, were jolted out of sleep to the jarring reality of war games this week. In the hours since then, uneasiness has settled on the communities where they're serving. The reality?
Even though Japan's a peaceful, safe country, that doesn't mean that they're safe from what's going on around them.
The discussion continue with church leaders and other Christians, and they keep coming back to the peace that passes understanding.
For us personally, it's scary, of course, but our hope is in Christ. Our hope isn't in whether we live in a peaceful or a safe country or not. And so it's just an opportunity as people really, they feel alive, they're very alert, they're very engaged, to have more honest discussions about where do we put our hope.
Everyone feels the uncertainty, and Adair shares a couple of the challenges ahead.
Be praying for folks that they would experience the peace of Christ, and then that the church is small in Japan, well under 1% of the population, but the church is here, and so just pray that the church would be able to respond with the love of Christ and to speak hope into the situation.
Next, if you want to minister in the Middle East, you're going to need a base of operations. President Ali Haddad of Arab Baptist Theological Seminary says that's exactly what his school seeks to provide.
Because of the freedom that we have in Lebanon, we can do things that cannot happen elsewhere in the Arab world. So we feel that we have a burden, responsibility for the church in the entire Arab world.
The school used to simply teach information, but now they're working hard to develop leaders who can apply their theology.
We equip them to know, we equip them to have a different passion and grow in their leadership and their spiritual life, and we equip them in skills as well, so that we have holistic leaders who are able to understand their context, understand what God is doing in the middle of the mess that we live in.
As these leaders go back home, often into volatile areas, would you pray for safety and wisdom so they can show the love of Christ to their neighbors?
Pray for the churches in our region so that we learn how to have that prophetic voice so that we can maintain a bold witness despite of what happens around us.
And through a miraculous series of events, an assassin for Saddam Hussein is now a follower of Christ. Perry LaHaye of Frontiers USA collects stories of how God is moving in the Muslim world. He says after Saddam Hussein was killed, Alim was an unemployed assassin and instead went to work building cell phone towers. LaHaye shares what happened next.
Into his job, he's kidnapped by terrorists, and his company refuses to pay the ransom, and so Alim thinks, I'm a dead man. And Jesus appears to him. He says, you belong to me, Alim. I'm going to deliver you. And the next day, his captors got into a firefight, and Jesus appeared again, and he says, leave, and Alim did. So when he got home, his wife was waiting at the front gate, and his wife says, Jesus appeared to me. He said you belong to him, and that he was bringing you home. I expected you home sooner. So Alim and his family are now following Jesus.
LaHaye says there are more stories like Alim's. It's a call for us to be bold in praying for and witnessing to our Muslim neighbors.
You know, Jesus is appearing in dreams and visions to Muslims, but he's also saying to us, look what I'm doing. Don't be afraid. Join me in what I'm doing.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The gospel brings a renewed, right relationship with God. And because that relationship transforms our lives, it impacts relationships with those around us. Set Free Ministries is offering a free book called Excelling in Relationships. It contains 32 lessons that guide the reader into cultivating a healthy relationship with God and others. Get yours free when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.